Here's what you'd like. You'd like them to come down in the morning, have their bowl of breakfast, and say, "Father, I'm sorry." So I'm gonna stand up, be a man, guard my family by God's command. I'm gonna stand up, be bold, guard their hearts, their minds, and their soul. I'm gonna stand up, stand strong, stand in the faith, no matter what goes on. I'm gonna stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. You may think it's odd to think the way I am, but it's a godly thing to be a family man. Yeah.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, I'm going to have to ask you in just a second, but today is Beskar Day at the Wilsons. And Scott, do you know what Beskar is?
Not a clue.
So you're not a Mandalorian fan? Okay. Well, if you were a Mandalorian fan, you'd know Beskar is the very precious metal that the Mandalorians, I know this is more than anybody wants to know, that they can make their armor out of. And Mando, the star of the show, has this Beskar. Well, my son Ike and Carolyn are behind me. You can hear them folding cardboard. That's what they're doing. They're shipping out orders because my son Ike makes Beskar. And he sells it on Etsy. He sells other things as well. So if you're a Mandalorian fan, you got to check out. You can see the little knob Yoda likes, and there's some other stuff, and get your very own Beskar. You can even get a giant scream can that lights up. It's very, very cool. But today they're shipping out lots of orders to go out to crazy people for their Christmas holiday wish list.
Is he breeding little baby Yodas yet?
No. I don't know if that's plan B, to breed baby Yodas. You're not doing that, are you?
To make them?
Yeah, to breed them.
I'm hoping.
And he's hoping too. So, Scott, you sound like death warmed over. Maybe not even warmed over. You sound like cold leftover death. What's up?
Well, just to give everybody an idea of how I'm feeling, you asked me to pray before the show, and I was like, you said, do you want to pray for us? I said, no.
But like a good father, I made him. So.
Yeah, exactly. And I was a good father last night. For about
That's good.
2 hours, I sat there going through the stupidest little fight between my sons. Literally, it was over a seat on the couch.
I know.
And
oh, yeah.
And I had to referee the thing. And I started out, I was lying on a different couch and just said, do I really need to be involved in this? And, of course, I did, apparently. But it just went on and on and on, and I was schooled in the definition and practicalities of maturity by my soon-to-be adult son, and to the point where I'm about ready to buy him a t-shirt that says I'm an adult and kick his butt out the door when he turns 18 in 2 weeks and say, here, adult, have fun.
Oh, Scott, we all love you so much.
Thank you.
Just we all feel a little better. No, even though I mean we've all had those same interactions probably this week, if your kids are older than 14 13.
I just love when an 18-year-old tries to tell me all about maturity and what it's all about. That's the fun one, man. That's the delicious irony that they don't tell you about when you have a kid. Like, one day this child you've sacrificed for is going to try and school you on the definition of maturity.
And what's the really sad, pathetic part is that we lose it while we're defending ourselves. Mm. I can't believe you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Then my wife came home because my 10-year-old daughter called her. She was at her photography studio working with my daughter, my other daughter. So the 10-year-old calls my wife and tattles on us for fighting for 2 hours. And my wife comes in, guns blazing, and I'm like, honey, you have no idea, and you need to back down now.
Man. So did you resolve it all?
No. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Depends on how I feel in a little while.
Well, that's what the goal of this show is, to get Scott ready. Because I don't know. Because as a dad, I think that the resolution part at the end is important stuff. If we dads blow it, you know, we don't handle those things.
I didn't blow it, man. I did great.
Well, I was not insinuating
most of the time, but I didn't blow it last
week. That's good. That's good. But this dad blows it lots, and you know, lots of mornings in the morning where you have to say, or I have to say, I'm really sorry about whatever happened last night. Will you forgive me? And then we deal with it. And you know, it is resolved usually by then.
I'm going to meet him at the door with one of them long sticks with that sack of laundry or whatever it is tied at the end with some
food. Like the hobo stick?
Yeah, exactly. I think I might greet him with that this morning. Say, here, kid.
So it sounds like maybe you need a little resolution still.
Something, I don't know.
Here's what you'd like. You'd like them to come down in the morning, have their bowl of breakfast, and say, Father, I'm sorry. I was wrong, and you were right.
I expect in about 30 years I might get a phone call that's along those lines when he has a teenager of his own and is going,
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
And I will laugh.
A maniacal laugh?
Yes.
Okay. Well, enough about anything. This has been fun for us to listen to. But so how's it going in the rest of your life, Scott? I mean, how's the Christmas department going? You got all your Christmas gifts bought and wrapped?
Close, almost done.
And by that you mean your wife has done it all?
No, I did some.
All right, good job.
I'm doing the work, man.
You got your wife's gift yet?
Yep.
I mean that extra gift or whatever.
Yes.
Good job. You've been.
Say anything.
I'm quiet. I think I'm done. I don't have it wrapped, but I think I'm got it all ready and ready to rock and roll. And we're looking forward to a busy weekend this weekend, as we head down to my parents and do a kind of socially distanced Christmas, which is kind of weird, you know. In fact, if I have to see another commercial on television that is advocating some kind of socially distanced anything, I'm gonna freak.
Uh-oh.
Freak!
There's probably going to be some freaking going on soon then, because...
I know, because they're all that way. Yeah. I just hate it. I hate it. So anyway, have you done any fun Christmassy things? We went out a couple nights ago and went to see some Christmas lights. We saw and I think you've got a place near you that has the mechanized, synchronized Christmas lighthouse.
There's a couple, I think, somewhere near here. There's a place called the Christmas Farm.
Oh, yeah, really?
Or the Christmas Ranch. I don't know what they call it. Anyway, something ranch or farm. They have a big display. And then there's the park nearby. One of the state parks nearby has a drive-through Christmas display that takes about, I don't know, a good 15 minutes to drive through. It's a whole bunch of lights, so it's pretty
cool. This was a new one for us. I mean, it was one, you know, we'd not been to it before, and it was a house. It was covered in lights, and then they even took over the neighbor's house, and they were all synchronized, and it was a long show. You know, sometimes they just play a couple songs, but it was very, very cool. So that was fun. And then we went to our favorite Mexican restaurant and had mudslides, which are, you know, big giant chocolate chip cookie on a warm griddle with ice cream on top, and it was good. It was fun.
I'm gonna have that for breakfast, I think. I'm going back to bed.
I feel like I'm dragging you through this show, Scott.
All right.
It was a traumatic night last night, wasn't it?
It was not fun, man.
I know, and I hear you. Not much, you know, less and less is fun. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
I can remember my grandmother. You would ask her, oh, did you have a fun day today? And she goes, I don't have fun. You know, so it was just a enjoyable day. And maybe that's how we all end.
Oh, yeah. You know,
yeah. It wasn't fun. It was enjoyable.
All right. I'm going to be perky now.
It's okay. I assume people still have an opportunity to buy your Christmas album. I know, yes, I purchased my copy.
Thank you all.
One and it's fun to listen to. It's a different kind of Christmas style, but it's fun.
Yep.
So I'm trying to think what else, Scott, because I kind of came in here a little unprepared today, hoping that you would kind of carry the show.
You got lots of stuff to sell, don't you? I'm carrying the show. What are you talking about? Jeez, I've done most of the talking.
I know, and it's kind of a downer show.
It's that kind of year, man. The fat man's got his eye on you, kid.
Yeah. The end of 2020, and we all died. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got stuff to sell, but today's best car day. All the best cars going off. So we're just, you can still get your calendar. My son and I were talking about like when you can get it out by the end. And the post office says Saturday, but I'm thinking Monday. You can still get out Monday. We ship most of our things priority mail because that's just the way it works out. But I still think you'll get it in plenty of time on Monday. Tuesday, you probably won't get it. But if you're still thinking about getting a bunch of calendars for the guys in your small group or your brother-in-law or even for yourself, now's the time to get it. Or if you just want to play a Christmas game, I know we still haven't played our To Bethlehem game, but we've got to. I think we may do it tonight. And because I have at least one kid who's like begging to play it, and he gets a little surly when we don't. So I can think that's kind of the plan. Plan today. So, and we still have Christmas movies to watch. We haven't watched them all yet.
I can't possibly watch them all anymore. There's so many.
I know it. Hallmark has kind of pushed out. Yeah, that's true. And Hallmark has kind of pushed out some of the nights to watch things because I have a couple people in my home who love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Yeah, my wife and daughter have gotten into those this year. And I'm like, oh, wait, let me guess. They're going to fall in love. She's like, well, not yet. It's another 20 minutes or so.
That's right. Not until the end. Yeah. Until the lighting of the tree.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Scott, we may just have to draw this show to a close.
Come on. You got something inspiring to talk about.
I don't think I have anything inspiring.
What did you talk about with Ben last night? That's always inspiring. Before I started to heckle you guys.
Oh, I did think of something
I knew it.
That we could talk about. It's not about... I was thinking about this yesterday, Scott, because, you know, the whole world has phones, except my brother, Drew, who we had on the show one time. He didn't have a smartphone and he didn't have a phone besides the kind that plugs into his house. But I was thinking about texting because yesterday I was involved in some texting and the texter who was texting me, and it was not my son, Ike, who's behind me, or Carolyn, who's behind me. They texted some things, and it just felt a little challenging.
Snarky,
in the text.
Ungrateful, rude.
Maybe. You're along those lines. And I answered, and then I proceeded to write some things, and then I paused. And I thought, oh, I shouldn't write that. And I deleted all those things and just said, oh, you're right, period. And then it happened again about three more times. And I was thinking, because I used to have breakfast with an old guy named Marshall Griswold. And we would talk and he'd say, oh, my wife said this. And, you know, it was maybe a harsh comment or a pointed comment towards him. And I'd say, oh, did you say this back? You know, kind of a joking like back. And he would say, oh, Mr. Wilson, you know, that wouldn't have made it any better. And he was always right. And I was just thinking that maybe because we don't always have that luxury when we're talking to someone, because sometimes those things come out faster than we, and we can't do backspace once it's out. But I thought maybe as we text, we should be aware of what we're putting down. You know, like maybe we pause right there, right before we send it. And we say, you know, I don't have to defend myself. I don't have to say why I picked up the honey barbecue instead of the regular barbecue. I'll just say, oh, yeah, I shouldn't have. Sorry. And that was it. And I don't know. Do you ever find yourself in that situation, Scott?
Never. Yes, all the time. That's what I mean when I say never. Yes.
I know. I know the code now.
Okay. I just don't want anybody to get mad and like hang up on us.
I would totally hang up on us right now. This would be the day I'd hang up.
Great. Now you're mad at me too.
No, I'm not mad at you. It was my fault. I didn't come very prepared today.
Yeah. Why didn't you do your homework?
I don't know. It just felt like it's snowing here. It just felt like one of those days. I thought, you know, Scott is probably going to carry this show today. He's probably having a great week, and he's going to talk about Christmassy things and all. But
I did think last night we should go out and look at lights soon. But we usually do that like the week between Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, yeah. That's a good time. That's my wife's really favorite time of the year because all the pressure's gone, you know, that we can just kind of enjoy sitting around doing nothing because we're not there right now. We're in the lots to do right now.
We have the traditional snow turning into rain today here.
Is it snowing right there right now?
I think a little bit, but it's like wet, nasty snow that is going to be raining in a little while. The total accumulation is like less than an inch, and it's going to be nasty and slippery.
Yeah, that's not a very fun
kind
of. Even though I have seen a plus side to wearing masks. I've noticed that they do kind of keep your face warmer when it's really cold outside.
Yay.
So.
Because the scarves just weren't doing it.
I was never a scarf guy. Oh. You know, I'm an old person. So.
I got to get myself a beanie, though I never called them beanies.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know why. I don't know. Like, that word just appeared somewhere in my lifetime, and I'm like, what is a beanie? I thought the beanie was that goofy little rainbow-colored hat with the propeller on the top of it.
Right.
Dorks wore.
No, we used to have some Family Man beanies, actually.
I'm so sorry.
We sold them. No, they were cool.
I must tell you're
talking about a hat. You're a hat that doesn't turn up. You know, it doesn't have the...
Yeah, it's that little, like, yarmulke-looking thing, but it's rainbow-colored, and it's got a propeller. There aren't too many hats
that's
with propellers.
That's the old kind. Yeah, that's... You're back in the Archie and Jughead days.
Yeah.
Move on, Scott. Move on.
Well, then people started calling winter hats beanies, and I'm like, what is a beanie?
No wonder your children need to mature.
All right, I'm done carrying the show. You're on your own, pal.
Okay. Well, we're going to use these last minutes to... Because we still have one more show until Christmas, so our next show is going to be a big one. I mean, it's going to be big. Really big. So, Dad, thanks for wasting 25 minutes, actually 23 minutes of your life with us today. I do appreciate it. And maybe you're feeling like Scott. Maybe you're feeling like all of us. You know, that it's just not as easy as it once was. Don't give up. Don't grow weary because it's good. It's worth it. And if you need to do some Christmassy stuff, do some Christmassy stuff. Get you those last minute shopping things done. Make sure, you know, maybe take your little kids out to get something for mom and you. I mean, that's always was a fun time when our kids were little. Now they have money and they can buy really cool things. But back in the day, you know, you'd kind of guide them through the Dollar Tree. And you'd say, oh, here's something. And they'd go, no, she wouldn't like that. I'm like, I think she would. No, she wouldn't like that. And then they'd pick something else out that there's no way. The only reason they'd like it is because they got it for her. So, and maybe they got the right, maybe that's the right something. The right way to view it because it's just from them. So do that. And I know it sounds hard and it all sounds hard, but do it all because, say it with me, Scott.
You did that. And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. And don't forget to go to familymanweb.com and order your Christmas gifts today. And if you want, you can check out my album, A Socially Distant Christmas, wherever music is sold. iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. It's under Scott L. Moore, and it's A Socially Distant Christmas. And the music you're listening to is a sample from the album, so if you like it, please help out a fellow family man and buy a copy. By the way, if you're old school like me and you want a CD, send me an email, scott@unsocializedmedia.com, and I'll get your information and I'll send you one. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.